The Electoral Commission has called on all whose names were deleted from the voters' register for using NHIS cards to take advantage of the extension of the re-registration exercise, which begins today and ends on August 12. Deputy Communications Director of the EC, Yusuf Ayuba, told Radio Ghana's Rebecca Ekpe that the commission has also set Friday, August 19 and the 26th for all citizens who have not registered at all to have their names captured onto the electoral roll.
The re-registration exercise that we've extended from 5th to the 12th is starting today. It is purposely meant to afford an opportunity to those who could not take advantage of the re-registration exercise that we did from the 18th to the 28th so that they can go to the Electoral Commission district offices to get themselves registered. So the purpose is meant for those who had genuine reasons but could not go to the district offices to make themselves registered.
We also understand that you have continuous registration during this August period. Can you give us the dates and who are qualified to do the continuous registration?
The continuous registration will start on the 19th of August and the 26th of August. We are affording persons who are 18 years and who could not take advantage of the recently held limited registration exercise that we did. To go and register so that they can vote come December 2016. So the purpose of the continuous registration is one, to give opportunity to persons who are 18 years who could not register in the last registration, and also persons who are older but have never registered since 2012 want to take advantage of this registration so that they can vote in 2016.
In other words, anyone who is qualified to vote and has not registered has the opportunity on the dates of August 19th and 26th go to your district offices and have themselves registered.
Exactly so.
Some will say that continuous registration, of course, that should be anytime. I can just walk to EC office and register. Why only 19th and 26th August continuous registration?
The technical committee that was set up by IPAC to look at the modality of the continuous registration got their report, and their recommendation was that we should do the continuous registration on every Friday of the week. So it is not going to be from Monday to Friday, but would be only on Friday of the week. This came about because the political parties need to have agents at the various registration centers, and therefore, if you want to make it a daily affair, it will be a burden and cost to them. So the committee has decided that every Friday of the week, for the purpose of voting in 2016, we are going to do the continuous registration on the 19th and the 26th. After that, it will be suspended until next year.
So we are to understand that after election 2016, people would have the opportunity anyway to register as and when they choose to on a Friday designated by the EC, agreed by IPAC.
Yes, but for the purpose of those who want to vote in the December election, the opportunity is on the 19th and the 26th of August. So all persons who are listening to us right now to take advantage of this opportunity and make sure they get themselves registered so that they can vote come December 2016.
Mr. Ayuba also reminds the public to take advantage of the final stages of the voter exhibition exercise, which ends Sunday, to ensure that their names are on the register.
The exhibition exercise is in the last lap. Would use this opportunity to urge the general public to make sure that they go to the various exhibition centers and check their names, so that if there are any corrections or inclusions and also objections that they need to do, they do it before the exhibition exercise, so that they will be sure that their names are in the register. And for persons who cannot go to the exhibition centers, can text their ID number to short code 6363, and it will tell them whether they are in the register or not.
And this is across all networks?
Yes.
Deputy Communications Director of the Electoral Commission, Yusuf Ayuba, in that interview with Rebecca Ekpe. We now go over to our regional correspondents to tell us whether people are patronizing the final stages of the voter exhibition, and also if people are taking advantage of the extension of the re-registration. Kosiku Mahovi is standing by from the Volta region. Hello, Kosiku Mahovi.
Hello, Jonathan.
Now, have you been to the EC's district office? And anyone re-registered at the time of visit?
Yes. By way of update, let me say in the Volta region, there are 3,882 names were deleted, and at the end of the exercise on the 28th of July, 1,983 were re-registered with either old voter ID cards, passports, driving license, or two guarantors. And in the whole municipality, out of 1,140 names that were deleted, 527 people re-registered at the close of 28th July. And I should say, this was the highest number in the of deletion in the region when we talk of district or municipal level. And then there had been no deletion at other Nkwanta North. There have no deletion in Nkwanta North. Objections raised by re-registration applicants totaled 1,272 people in the region. And in the North Town district, which topped the list of objections was 484, and there were no objections raised against any applicant in Nkwanta South, Adaklu, and Akachi North districts. But when we talk of today's re-registration exercise, as at 6 minutes after 12, 10 people were re-registered in the whole central and whole west district. And then continuous registration, one of the officers, Edmund Baba Ture, the registration officer, told me that they are finding it difficult to look for the or to bio search those who came for continual registration. So they are rather advising that they should rather go first to their exhibition centers to pick the voter ID number before coming in order to make the registration street. So I should say, on the whole, in the Volta region, the exercise has started in earnest, and it is more encouraging than what we experienced in the other period.
Okay, Kosi Kumovi, now, the exhibition ends on Sunday. Any last-minute apprehensions?
No, there had not been anything like that. Even the centers were rather without any rush or any people at the last days of the re-registration. Mm. But I think today it has taken off, and then it's encouraging, and we hope that more people will patronize the period.
Thank you very much, Kosi Kumovi, for that. Kosi Kumovi is our Volta regional correspondent, telling us there about the exhibition and the re-registration exercise going on. Now, we turn over to the northern region where Mutala Isa is standing by. Mutala.
Hello, Jonathan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Now, what is the response of the people to the extension? Are they taking advantage of it?
Let me say, in the central Gonja, the capital of the central Gonja district, that is Wipe, unfortunately, here, no single voter was affected by the deletion exercise. So I just left the EC's office, and the place is virtually empty. Now, with regards to the region, 301 people were affected. And we reported yesterday, out of this number, 141 people registered in the first window. Now that they have opened a second opportunity for people to register, we are unable to tell how the responses are from the other districts. But here in Bwipe, no single person has been affected, and we could not see anybody at the EC's office trying to do that. Now, with regards to the exhibition exercise, exhibition centers I visited in the Tamale Metropolis before coming here were virtually empty as usual. Some of the exhibition officers told us that they even feel lazy now, waking up in the morning and going to sit there from morning to evening without anybody coming around. But we're not sure what is going to happen tomorrow and then Sunday, which happens to be weekend and which happens to be the final 48 hours before the close or the deadline for the exhibition exercise. So for now, things are very, very quiet in the northern region, and there seem not to be that rush for people to go to check their registration status. I was in Bipe. I went to the fire service office. I interacted with some of the officers there. And in fact, I was about five of them, and all of them, not even a single one, has been able to go out there to do exhibition. You talk to people on the streets of Bipe, and then within the Tamale metropolis, there seems to be that apathy towards the exercise. But then they believe strongly that come December 7th, they will be going out there to vote.
Mutala, it seems people are not really enthused about the exhibition exercise, and it ends on Sunday. What is the way forward?
Well, yesterday I spoke with the Northern Zone coordinator of the Center for Democratic Development, CDD, Mr. Paul Osekufo. In an interview yesterday with us, he indicated that the exhibition exercise has always, people have always shown apathy towards the exercise. And he believes that it is a democratic exercise, it is a constitutional mandate, and that people should take advantage to ensure that they clean the register. Otherwise, after this window, he does not expect anyone to come out there and begin to shout that the voter register is not clean. Now, let me also indicate that across the northern region, only two people have so far registered, reported of the death of their relatives for their names to be removed from the register. So only two people have reported that their relatives have died, so they should be removed from the register. So like I said, they are saying, the CDD and the NORSAC are all saying that, well, this has always been the attitude, but they are asking Ghanaians to change that attitude. They also believe that this will not translate into voter apathy come December 7th.
Thank you very much, Mutala Isa, for that.